Steve and Jill here.
Hey.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to be a specialist, an area specialist, and know all the people involved in that little area. I came up with this topic because Jill is having so much success right now in two tiny little separate areas. It just seems like, Jill, and correct me here, it just flowers. Like, you do one or two deals. Fortunately, there's people involved that say, hey, if you're going to do that, why don't you take a look over here, and then we send some mail out there. And so I'll let you explain it, though.
I will explain it.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Araldo wrote, I have a property under contract in which the electric poles and the lines cut across the property. Not exactly sure if they're more on the edge or they run right through the middle, but I would assume this would be affecting the price somehow. Am I correct? Does anyone have any experience with this? I would like to add, one of the nice things about seeing electricity is two things. One, you know there's electricity, and two, there's access there. There's some sort of access that someone has to use to get to maybe service the poles. And then three, it may affect the property, it may not affect the property, depending how big the property is and what the person intends on doing with it. That's really how I see it, because I've had some that, you know, I could negotiate a better price for it, and there's some that they were so small, I'm like, I don't really see a use for it, and I just kind of walked away.
I mean, Jill nailed it. No matter what, when you uncover something like this, you can uncover it within seconds on NeighborScoop or ParcelFact, whatever you're using, those are our companies. When you're looking at the satellite image, and you see power lines going through, the one thing that should happen is you should use it as a price negotiation tool, number one. Number two, if they're the huge power lines, which they usually are, which you can see through the satellite images, that's not going to be a positive 9 times out of 10. The uses that you can use for those types of properties are, you know, farming, cattle. I see a lot of
nurseries
you see for some
that's
reason.
Funny. Yeah.
So, you know, those are land lease, typical potential land lease situations for you. So, but you may or may not be able to use the roads, the access roads that get there. More and more you can't for liability reasons. So it's generally not a good thing. We've been stuck with properties that have, it's an easement. It's called a electricity easement or a power line easement is what it's called. So you need to get to the bottom of it. Best case scenario, the property's big enough so you can use the property on the other side, and now you got a huge discount. So you just really got to dig into it. It's not a normal deal, but I wouldn't throw it away. I saw you. The other flip side, positively, some of the best deals I've done. I did a deal one time. This is before Jill in California. We did great on it, and it was a power line property.
We had one with a railroad going right through the middle. Remember that one too? That was hilarious. But it was 40 acres. Who cares?
Yep.
It was great. It worked out fine. But the best thing around this is, how do I find out? You know, one of the great things, if you haven't figured this out on NeighborScoop, is when you put in the state county APN and it pulls up the property, it gives you all the points, not just, you know, it could be 19 points around the property. It gives you the whole thing. And then one button you can push, and it takes that whole outline, and then it plops it onto Google Earth Pro for you. So you can really dig in, Araldo, and really see where the property is. Because I'm wondering, too, you may not have access to that. You may be looking at a plat. You know, I remember doing it that way, the old school way. Now there's better tools to help you really see what's going on.
In the bitter end, what you need to do is, there is a power line easement somewhere. You need to find out where it's going through your property on the surface, and then make a determination how to price it, and if it's even economically feasible to do the deal. And getting a physical survey is the best way to do this, and they're expensive and they take a long time. That's the truth of it.
You know what, and this is the kind of property, if I was buying like an under $10,000 property and it popped up and I'm like, I'm not even gonna spend that much time on it.
Yeah.
I offered 10, thinking I could sell it for 24, and now I'm looking at, what could I sell it for? Maybe I buy it for 6. At some point you go, you know what, forget it, move on. Go open the next piece of mail.
Yeah, that's exactly the right answer, Joe. Today's topic, be an area specialist, know all the people involved. This is why you're listening.
I'm pretty sure this topic came up from a conversation we were having earlier, and I was sharing with you how much easier it is to really dig into an area and get to know everybody. So that's what's happening right now in my world. I'm getting to know a state that I never knew. I think I've traveled through once, changing planes kind of thing. Never spent any time there, but I'm getting to know the attorneys, I'm getting to know the county, I'm getting to know the title companies, the good ones and the bad ones. I'm getting to know details of property, about forestry and conservation and things, not by choice, let me tell you, but because by necessity, and it's made my life easier. And yeah, I spent a couple extra days learning this stuff and learning, like, there's values too, by the way. One of the things I'm talking about conservation is because this area that I'm working in, there are tax breaks if you do certain things to the property and you manage the property and you take care of the property, let's just say. You take care of the trees and things like that. You don't have to do a lot of work, let's just be honest, but you have a plan on what's going to be the right way to...
Most of it's paperwork.
Exactly. It's most of it's paperwork. But you get a tax break. That's the whole value. You know, imagine spending $1,000 or $2,000 to save, you know, $30,000 on tax bills. Worth it. Totally worth it. So that's the stuff I'm doing. And what's happening is I am becoming, like Stephen was saying, an area specialist. And I really like that. And now they're getting to know me. And I was telling, it's kind of funny, I was telling my staff the other day, I said, hey, we're getting ready to close. Call this guy, tell him this is recorded, this is done, and this is done. And I said, and named rock the heck out of it. Because when you become an area specialist and you really get to know these people and they get to know you by first name, you're in. It's the best thing ever. And my point in this whole thing to you is, it just makes my life easier. It's so nice. So you better believe I'm gonna hang out in this area for a long time. Okay, and because there's not a lot of people, I made the cut. So now, and you better believe there's some gifts coming to these people too, by the way, like in the form of goodies.
That's great, love.
Yeah, because, and now whenever I need anything, they're right there for me. I'm not that yuppie in Scottsdale, or I'm not that weirdo in California, you know, any of that.
So you can tell this is Jill's moment. You know, this is where she's all into it. This is just where she shines. And so in the partnership that we have, all I do is just jam that pipeline full to get Jill happy. And what guy doesn't want their woman to be happy?
And why am I happy? That's just so funny. You would think I'd be happy with, like, you know, it's jewelry or cars or vacations or spa days, whatever it is. Back when we used to have spa days. Don't get me going there. I so miss spa days. But anyway, I'm a deal junkie. So I love doing deals.
It's so obvious in the microphone on the camera.
Oh, okay.
It's obvious to me all the time.
Oh, it's nutty.
She's in her element doing real estate deals like this and pulling some good checks out of it.
I personally feel, you know, you say in the mornings you have to wake up and conquer something. Like, that's a guy thing or a you thing. Even if it's just something small, you have to conquer something, maybe physically, maybe mentally, I don't know, whatever, you can explain that. But my sense of pride and conquering something is like, I got that deal done. I got stuff done nobody else could do.
Yeah, that's conquering.
So, and I love it. I really love it.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Because I want people who are in the business or thinking about getting into the business to get an accurate idea. How many phone calls, ballpark, were involved on the buy side of this transaction? Because I know this is the one deal, I think we're talking about the deal where we sold it to the people from Chicago who got financing. How many deals on the buy, how many calls on the buy side?
Two.
How many calls on the sell side to the county, to broker all of it?
A lot.
Like how many?
More than 10.
Oh, I would, no, you're the expert.
But it's okay.
I think it's 50.
Okay. Yeah, maybe more than that.
Don't make it sound easy, because that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to dispel the fact that this is easy and you can do it with your feet up.
Okay, let's put it this way. How many hours have I put into it? Probably 20.
And the only reason this one has taken so long, and I won't sign off on this again in the future, is there's financing.
Well, no, it's totally fine. And I'm happy with this because, and none of this has to do with the financing. it's all just the deal in the area. You have to have that stuff, those silly things in place for...
So even on just a regular transfer,
yep.
But through the title.
Yep. Whether or not it was financing or cash, I would have had to get that special plan done by that special guy.
Is that what's holding this up?
No, that's not what's holding it up. Now, having said that, we do have a 2-week closing delay, which is financing, none on my part. So we're all just kind of waiting there because the lender is 2 weeks behind on their paperwork. But the deal is going through totally fine. It's no big deal. Anyway, that's the truth. But I don't, you know, this is a thing I want everyone to know. I like this. I'm not complaining about it. Yeah, I spent some time on this deal, but you know what? I did it deliberately. I enjoyed it. I'm trying to spend time and get to know these people. I love calling the lady. I love calling the county and saying, hi, is, you know, Susie there? Oh, okay, hold on. And Susie knows who I am. And, you know, she's watching for my letter, watching for my package, watching for my check, you know, to get stuff done for me, and just super sweet. Because now, I only did it once. Now, every other deal I'm doing in that area, it's going to be flipping easy.
Yep, and I know you're prepping it for that. And so I love what I do too. So on my side, when I'm sending this mail out, I'm constantly talking to Jill from a feedback standpoint about, you know, she kind of puts her order in. How many acres, what county, avoid this, and this from a data perspective, and that's what I do. So I fill the order, and at the same time, and I don't know if she knows this or not, but at the same time, I push the envelope a little bit just to see, to test the other areas that are surrounding it, and maybe I push the acreage envelope that she asks for, because I want to see.
You never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, I want that. The existing mailer that she knows already works is in there. But I want to try some new stuff, too, from a data standpoint, and see if we can uncover something, and we almost always do.
Right.
So, you know what? That I love my side of this.
Yeah.
And I know you do, too.
Well, and I was going to share this, too, because a lot of our advanced members... That's their motive, their MO also, where they are really area specialists. They will kill it in a certain state, or even part of a state, or even a certain property type or circuit area acreage. So I'm saying, for me, I'm focusing on the area, not so much the acreage. But you could look at other things too, like, you could do very well. Some of our guys might be, hey, I'm the 100 acre and up in XYZ state guy. I know every single property that's available, you know, that's over 100 acres, that's my thing. And they do great. So there's a lot of ways that you could work this and make it for you. And
in the light of Land Academy 5-year anniversary, which is what this month is, or this week, I guess it's this week.
I'm told. Well, it happens at the end of the month, end of July.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know when this,
How have you changed how we send mail out, how you do deals? And please be like really honest, positive and negative.
We are doing differently right now versus when I started with you years ago is, for me personally, my numbers are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Number one. When I say numbers, not necessarily acreage, it's dollar amount is getting bigger. And I'm not afraid of them. I never was, but now I can really go for it. There's the buyers are out there. That's just the thing. Number two, my deals are getting easier to accomplish because I'm using title more and I'm using brokers more. And I'm finding them. I don't think we had this many good land brokers out there. I don't think.
When
10 years ago, I don't think this was a thing like it is now.
Yeah, when we started this, there were no land specialists the way that there are now. There were some regional guys with cowboy hats on that were probably at their age, designated brokers and real tired of residential. And they just became, but it wasn't like, we have the Mossy Oak guys now, which is a national chain of land real estate agents and these guys are into it. They're into land the way we are. Mm-hmm. You know, they put their soul into it. They love taking their truck out there and walking the space and taking pictures and stuff. So that's a far cry from, we used to have to do all that stuff ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, and send people out there, get pictures, get a drone, and do it on our own and try to really assess the area. Now they do a lot for us. So it's gotten easier.
Yeah, if you go back to our early podcasts, you'll listen to Jill, you know, complain about real estate agents for weeks on end.
Oh my God. And it's they would just, get in the
it's
way.
It's diametrically the opposite now.
They would get in the way. Yeah. That's exactly what would happen. I'd be like, oh no, I just got a call from an agent. These people found this property. Mm-hmm. The agents trying to look at it like a residential transaction and send me a stack of papers and do all this stuff. I'm like, not needed, not needed, not needed, not needed, not wanted.
You know? There are residential real estate agents that are bothered by our land.
Yeah. Well, my favorite.
Inconvenienced.
Well, yeah, that too. And they're like, so you're going to meet me out there? Why? To let you in? Like to unlock the door? Why would I be there?
Away.
Are you going to meet us there and show us around? Why? Do you have a map? I have a map. Do you have a phone? It's called GPS.
Yeah. You know, she brings up a great point. There are people in this world that question everything.
Yeah.
Question the efficiency of stuff. And those are some of the people that do great in our group. But if you just expect to, like, you know, there are also people in our group that just expect to sit there and be spoon-fed everything. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, not
happening. You're the type of person who questions everything. You're constantly trying to make something more efficient. This can and will be a great experience for you.
Right, but if you sit back, like you just said, I love that point, and to expect someone just to hold your hand all the way, you won't make it in any business.
We're doing a transaction right now as a deal funding. You know, we have this concept called deal funding. We're doing a transaction right now where that's happening, where the person just kicked their feet back and they found the deal. Congratulations. It's a good deal. It's a great deal. And they just said, okay, here it is. I'll see you later. Send me the check. Here's the place to send the check. And that's not how deal funding works at all.
Right.
And it's the last one we're doing like that. And this person is hearing from me about it. So, and it's, you know, it's their whole attitude is, you're welcome. Uh-huh. And so that's just not how we roll as a group. And this clearly, why is he being so weird and nasty all of a sudden?
What's wrong?
These last 2 weeks, what's wrong with Steve? Does he have something in his relationship going on? Is he sitting on a thumbtack?
Is it COVID nuttiness?
No. It's our 5-year anniversary. This is how we started this group. And I slid too far. Pendulum slid too far for me being a nice guy. And it's sliding back. And if that offends you,
does it affect me?
It doesn't affect you at all.
Oh, good. Okay.
If it offends you or you're like, oh, geez, that guy's really got an attitude. Who the hell does he think he is? Change the channel.
Okay. Don't change the channel. I promise. You'll get it.
We might have 90,000 listeners instead of 100,000 because of my attitude. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show, Monday through Friday.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Why Some Members Make Millions with Land Academy. And unwritten, why some many, many do not. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I'm not being too harsh here. I'm asking you.
I don't know. We'll let the viewers decide or the listeners decide.
I think we just live in this age now with the COVID and everything. I just, you know, I think my patience about a lot of stuff, and I think I represent most of our listeners. I'm running out of patience with some stuff.
Here's what I think that we started. Here's where we are and where we've always been and where I want to stay. It's not attitude driven. It's truth driven. We started Land Academy, and when we started, everybody's like, people loved us, and they still do because we told the truth. We've always told
well
the
said.
Truth. Good, bad, or otherwise. And we're really good at that. If you, like on our weekly member calls, you know, you could see it. It's funny because it's a video. People will say, would you do this deal? And they give us this stuff. And right away we're going, oh, and you can just see the looks on our faces. You know, we're telling the truth, man. We're not going to sugarcoat it. We're going to tell you this property's great or, man, that sucks. You know, like, I don't know what you're going to do with that slope. Let me know how it goes kind of thing.
We are not.
And we'll say, I would walk away.
The truth is exactly right. And we are, what's different from us and all these other people in this space is we're not sales driven.
No.
We're data driven. And with that comes a lot of discipline and a lot of hours and a lot of learning, a huge learning curve and a bunch of, pain to get through the positive. And that's just how I think when stuff's worthwhile, that's what you have to go through. And we've gotten a lot of, it doesn't matter. It's just a new time that we live in. And we're better. Everybody who's in this group, all they're saying is this is a new time we live in, and boy, are we better off for it.
Well, and thank you for telling the truth. Mm-hmm. That's never changed. The Land Academy show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.